Number 14, hunters with disabilities. This is a decision. And Dave Ware, our game division manager, will be helping us understand the choice.
A lot of wax.
Members of the commission, again, for the record, my name is Dave Ware. I'm the game division manager for the Department of Fish and Wildlife. And this agenda item has to do with kind of a revamp of our hunters with disabilities statutes, but really is focused on the use of special use permits to provide accommodations or modifications for equipment used for or by hunters with disabilities for hunting. In addition, as you recall, we had a petition to the commission to modify rules for hunters so that they could specifically use a crossbow equipped with a scope for archery seasons. What we're asking, though, is that the commission delegate to the department the authority to condition equipment modifications using special use permits. There's obviously a lot of legal ramifications associated with opportunities for hunters with disabilities. Several federal rules that were explained in March by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, Dana Perez, but also we have several statutes that encourage the department to provide enhanced opportunities for hunters with disabilities as well. Among those is 7732-237, which authorizes the department to issue disabled hunter permits. And again, the encouragement to provide opportunities for hunters with disabilities. In addition, 7732-238 talks about other accommodations or other ways to assist hunters with disabilities, including the ability to shoot from a motor vehicle, and then authorizes the commission to adopt the rules that define what a hunter with a disability or who a hunter with a disability is and govern their conduct. So what we're asking is for the commission to adopt amendments and new rules, one for special use permits and how those would be managed by the department. We're improving or modifying the definition of a hunter with a disability, and then providing several definitions and the rationale behind using hunter disability permits, as well as hunter companions that may assist a hunter with a disability in hunting. A little bit of background information. So, again, we talked about this last time, but we have about 19,000 active disability hunter permits in our wild system. The number who participated in deer hunting in 2012 was about 7,400. The number who participated in elk hunting was about 5,500. Archery tags is about almost 1,400, and the number of special use permits for using a crossbow is over 1,000 at this point. We heard a little bit about the statistics this morning, but I wanted to clarify some of that. And so the number of folks that harvested, the number of hunters with disabilities who harvested a deer in 2012 was 1,900. So out of the 74, almost 7,500 that hunted, about 1,900 harvested a deer. And then you can see the elk numbers out of 5,500, about 5,500, about 588 harvested an elk, and so that corresponds to about 26% of archers, of disabled hunters harvested a deer in 2012 versus about 28% of all hunters. So just a little bit under the percentage, at least, of number of deer hunters. And then for elk, it was about 11% of hunters with a disability harvested an elk versus nearly 14% for all hunters. So a little bit below. In terms of, the statistic you heard this morning had to do with the total number of permits available for a hunter with disability in that category, in the hunter with disability category, categories only. But they're also able to, of course, apply for all the other permits. And so when we looked at how many of them applied for a deer permit or applied for an elk permit and then compared their success rates at drawing, largely because of the additional category, it was actually a little higher than all other hunters. And so you can see the statistics, but about 42% of hunters with a disability who applied for a deer permit were drawn, and that compares to about 37% of all other hunters. And then on the elk side, it was 25% versus 21% for all other hunters. So we have lots of...
Excuse me.
Sure.
Commissioner Holtzmiller, I didn't see your hand up. I was looking at the screen.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And there again, we're hearing really conflicting numbers from the fellow this morning to what you're saying, because, and I have to agree with you, they can turn in for permits. Are there provisions in the law to where if there was a handicap hunter drew a cow permit, then as far as him shooting off a county road or out of a vehicle or off of a four-wheeler, how does that work?
And so that's what this slide is attempting to show. So there are other accommodations or modifications that we do allow hunters with disabilities, and most of those are either specific in statute or encouraged in statute. And so, yes, a hunter with a disability can shoot from a vehicle if it's stopped and, turned off. They can also have a hunter companion to assist them with both harvest and retrieval of an animal should they shoot one. We do provide special use permits that accommodate for different kinds of equipment that might be needed by them for use. Probably the most common one is the use of a crossbow instead of standard archery equipment for use in the archery season, but also scopes if they have a vision impairment and things like that that are also used. In addition, we have a road access program that's very popular, where in most cases the roads would be closed for hunting, walk-in access only. But for them, if they draw this special permit, then they can take a vehicle or some other kind of motorized device to help them gain access into those areas. And then we also have some blinds that are set up for waterfowl hunting, where if a disabled hunter's there, they get first priority for the use of those blinds. And then we have, again, they're part of it's youth, senior, and disabled that have 4 days in eastern Washington, northeast Washington, to harvest antlerless, or if they're within 117 or 121, it's got to be a four-point. So four-point or antlerless in those during that general season. But they also have those permits that we were just referring to for deer and elk. So, and a few antlerless moose permits as well. So quite a few different ways to try to encourage hunters with disabilities to continue to participate in hunting. We are also just starting to work on an updated game management plan, and so we've been working with some of those folks to make sure that the language that we have in there supports some of the things that we're talking about doing in terms of hunting seasons. So the game management plan timeline would have that in front of the commission for adoption this fall at about the same time as we would be moving through our public process for establishing the next three-year package. So the game management plan kind of sets the guidelines for how we would deal with different things that are important issues to the public, including hunters with disabilities. And so we've been working on, like I said, on the language in there. And, of course, hunter recruitment and retention is going to be a big part, as it is with most states in the nation right now. And so as part of retention of our current hunters, we've got some language that we'll include in there for hunters with disabilities and trying to encourage them to continue to participate, as I described. So then back to what we're asking you to do today. We're looking to use special use permits to address the needs of hunters with disabilities, including crossbows, scopes, and other adaptive equipment, and asking the commission to develop or to delegate the development of criteria and issuance to the department. We would do that in concert with the Commission's Fishers and Hunters with Disabilities Advisory Group.
Thank you. Any other questions? Yeah, Commissioner Carpenter.
I have a question. I don't know if it's should be directed at you, Dave, or at Nate. And I know it's water under the bridge. We already made our elk decision. But I guess I wonder why, in concert with the hunters, disabled hunters' access to opportunity, and up in the Skagit where we have this elk problem, and we got real small acreage plots. This isn't big, expansive open land. Why we couldn't utilize some of them to help harvest some of these damaged elk? It would just seem to be a natural melding of some opportunities. Too late now, but wish we would have thought about it.
Well, maybe not too late. So as Jerry described, Dr. Nelson described, we have two types of permits, kill permits and depredation permits. And so what we've started to do by talking with our conflict specialists is when you approach a landowner, if they think they might have an opportunity for a hunter with a disability and the landowner doesn't care to shoot the animal, then perhaps through one of these other two permits, we could hook them up with a hunter with a disability for that.
I'm sure you've already thought of this, but I know you're linked some of what you plan to do with the master hunters. So it might not be a bad consideration to have a disabled hunter and a master hunter side by side, because if the disabled hunter didn't mortally wound the animal, the master hunter could.
You bet. And so they still, a hunter with a disability could still bring their hunting companion with them on these damage hunts. Many of them have already selected somebody to do that or to assist them. But in talking with the Master Hunter Advisory Group, that's exactly what they'd like to help with, is both first-time hunters and hunters with disabilities.
Great. Thank you. Commissioner Smith.
I just would like to second Commissioner Carpenter's thoughts on this. I think it's an excellent idea, and I said, given some of the conversations we've had in the last few weeks, I think something like this could go a long ways in building some good rapport.
You bet.
Good. Great. Anything else? Okay, we're ready for a motion. Commissioner Smith, please.
Thank you. Madam Chair, I'm pleased to propose, I move to amend the WACS 232-12-047, 232-12-051, 232-12-054, and 232-12-828, and adopt WACS 232-12-819 and 232-12-825 as proposed.
Do I hear a second?
Second, then.
Commissioner Schmitten has seconded the motion to amend WAC 232-12-047, 232-12-051, 232-12-054, and 232-12-828, and adopt WAC 232-12-819 and 232-12-825 as proposed. Further discussion? Not hearing any. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, say no. Motion carries.